Section 3. Citizen Participation in Government. The Power of Citizens. Another way to look at the structure of a government is to look at citizen participation. In other words, how much power do the citizens in a country have in terms of rights and selecting their leaders? There are three types of citizen participation: autocracy, oligarchy, and democracy. These three forms of government have some important differences. The most important difference is based on who or how many people rule or control the government. People who live under different types of government often find that there are large differences in the rights given to individual citizens. When trying to determine which type of citizen participation a country has, ask yourself these questions. How is the head of a country chosen, and what types of freedoms do the citizens have? Types of citizen participation. In an autocracy, the ruler has absolute or total power to do whatever the ruler wishes. The ruler can even make and enforce whatever laws he or she chooses. Citizens who live in an autocracy have very few rights. They do not get to choose their leader. They also do not get to vote on which laws are made and put into practice. In an autocratic government, people usually have little to no power to use against the government if they disagree with decisions that the government or ruler has made. There are two main types of autocracy in the world today: dictatorship and absolute monarchy. In a dictatorship, one person controls the entire country. The dictator usually is supported by the military. North Korea is an example of a dictatorship. In an absolute monarchy, the sovereign, such as a king or queen, has all the power. The sovereign gains power by being the heir or descendant of the last sovereign. Citizens have no choice of sovereign. The dictator or sovereign serves as head of government, that is, the person in charge of the day-to-day business of running the country. Saudi Arabia is an example of a country with an absolute monarchy. In an oligarchy, a political party or other small group makes all the major decisions. The name oligarchy means rule by a few. The citizens in the country have little choice but to go along with the decisions that are made by the group in power. In this way, an oligarchy is similar to an autocracy. While the citizens have a little more power because there are more people in control of the country, citizens' right to choose their leader is limited. Iran and China are examples of oligarchies. Iran's government is classified as an oligarchy because a small group of religious and political leaders make many of the important decisions, but there is a president who is head of government. In China, the leaders of the Chinese Communist Party control the government, and the president is head of government. In a democracy, citizens have the power in choosing their leaders. The word democracy comes from the Greek word demos, which means people, and kratia, which means rule. In this type of government, the citizens have most of the power because they have the ability to vote for their leaders who will make laws. In a direct democracy, citizens vote on all decisions. In a large, complex country such as the United States, a direct democracy would not be workable. Most citizens do not have the time or interest to study each issue and make good decisions. Instead, the United States is a republic, a system in which supreme power lies in the citizens who vote for people to represent them in government. Systems are in place to allow the elected representatives to vote on laws and other government decisions. A head of government, such as a president or prime minister, may be elected to manage the government on a day-to-day basis. Other democracies include Germany and Brazil.